This morning our scripture comes from Hebrews chapter 10 verses 35 and 36. Do not therefore abandon that confidence of yours. It brings a great reward. For you need endurance so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised.
What God calls us to do is never easy, is it? We always say, God, please, let us do your will. And then when he says, this is my will for you, it's like, well, okay, you got anything easier on the docket? Sometimes we get exhausted when we feel that God has given us a calling and God has given us promises from his word, and we haven't seen the fulfillment of that yet. And sometimes we're tempted to say, well, hey, just forget it. I have waited long enough. Or I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to wait any longer. Or I have given enough of my life to this endeavor and I'm tired of it. Or sometimes we may even say, I'm just going to toss the whole thing away and I'm going to move on with my life. You know, whenever we feel this way, or should you ever feel this way, when God has given you a calling in his life, when God has given you promises from his word, we need to go exactly back to the scripture that Paul read to us and put it on our mirrors at home. So every day we wake up, every time we brush our teeth, we are reminded of God's word and God's promise. And not only that, but it's God's strong warning that urges us never to quit, never to give up. Once more, the verse says, do not therefore cast not away, do not abandon the confidence that is yours. And what is that confidence? It's our hope in God's promises. Because if you do not cast it away, you will be given a great reward. We're going to give you a little lesson in Greek language this morning. You've been hearing Word a Sunday for the last couple of Sundays. This one is apabalo. It almost sounds Italian to me. I went to go apabalo, all right? But it's Greek, apabalo. It's a compound word, so it's putting two meanings together. Apo means away, and the word balo means to throw something as a ball, or it could be a rock or some other object. When these two words are joined together, the new word means to throw away or to discard, to get rid of something no longer desired, needed, or wanted. And God tells us, don't go there.
Balo is used in Mark chapter 10, verse 50. Jesus had just finished his ministry at Jericho, and he and his disciples were about to leave the city, and all the followers were going with him. As Jesus passed down the road, he walked right past a blind beggar by the name of Bartimaeus. Now, Mark chapter 10, verses 47 and 48 states, and when he, Bartimaeus, who was blind, heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And those who heard him tried to get him to quiet down, to hold his peace. They cried out even more, thou son of David, please have mercy upon me. And Jesus was so struck by Bartimaeus' insistence that Mark chapter 10, 49 says, and Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Now the word apabalo is found in the next text. It says, and he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. because the words casting away are from the word apabalo. It means that Bartimaeus just didn't simply take off his garment and then gently lay it upon the ground. No, what it meant was he grabbed his clothing, like I would grab the sweater and take it right off of my body and just toss it down on the ground. And that's what he did. He tore the garment off and threw it on the ground. Bartimaeus's garment was so tightly wrapped about his body that restricted him from getting to Jesus. To free himself, he took hold of that garment and he threw it out of the way. He discarded it. It was a nuisance that was hindering his mobility, and so he pitched it out of the way. That garment had stopped him from going where he wanted to be, so he grabbed a hold of it. He tossed it away.
Now you can imagine his nickname was probably Blind Bartimaeus. That's probably how folks around him referred to him. And isn't it amazing though that even with his handicap, he becomes a main figure in scripture for this lesson? I just think that's something beautiful. It doesn't matter who you are. God uses everyone. He used blind Bartimaeus. By the time the book of Hebrews was written and dispersed, the believers in Christ and the early church had suffered much for their faith. They had suffered death. They had suffered discrimination. They had endured hardships and remained still faithful to their call to God. And they believed firmly in God's promises. And yet you can see that a lot of time had passed by the time the book of Hebrews was written. By the time it was dispersed, you can see that these folks had been standing for decades and had been saying the same thing. And yet, not all those promises had been revealed. And you can imagine those of the early church saying things like, is God ever going to turn our mourning into rejoicing? How much longer do we have to wait for the promises of God to come pass? You know, when we look at today and we look at the pandemic, we pretty much ask the same questions. When we look at injustice, when we look at inequality, we ask the same questions as the same early church. And we find our answer here in the book of Hebrews. I'm sure that even at times they asked, did I even misunderstand the promises of God? Are we waiting for something that's never going to happen? Don't those questions sound familiar? The verse in Hebrews 10, verse 35, suggests that the believers at that time were tired and they were frustrated. They were tired and frustrated and waiting for God's promises to come to pass. So they were tempted. Doesn't say they did. It says, and refers to the point that they were tempted. They were tempted to chuck the whole faith thing and forget the promises that God had made them. The promises that they'd been holding on to for so many years, the promises they had told to their children and to their grandchildren. They were almost beginning to think that living by faith was similar to those garbs that blind Bartimaeus had wrapped himself into, and they were tempted to tear them off and to throw them to the side.
The use of the word apabalo suggests that the Hebrew Christians were thinking, if we hadn't stood on the word of God all these years, at least we could have done something else with our lives. Let's just forget about all of this, all these promises that God gave us. We've held on long enough. Let's just toss it aside and forget about it. At least we can begin to move on with our lives and do something different. Enough of this fantasy that God is going to do something miraculous for us. Let's chuck this promise that has held us back and move on with our lives. Well, Hebrews 10:35 is God's response to these kinds of lying thoughts, false accusations, and miserable doubts. God cries out to them to hold tight and to never let go of the promises that He had made for each one of them. And God is saying the same thing to us today. The word confidence is the Greek word parousia. The word means boldness and depicts a very bold, frank, outspoken kind of language. It carries the meaning of being forthright, blunt, direct, and straight to the point. In this verse, it refers to the bold, the brave, the fearless declarations and faith confessions regarding God's promises that they, believers, had been making.
So let's make some personal application. Just as the early church, just as we read in Scripture, they had been professing, declaring, and laying claim to the promises of God's Word for their own personal lives. And we love the fact that you, as the early church, have done the exact same thing. They had done it boldly, they had done it loudly, they had done it publicly. And we know that your lives stand as examples of God's promises, of God's love, and we love you for that. We love the fact that you don't check it off, that you continue on with God's promises. You, like they, must hang on to God's promises and know that it will all come in time, in God's time. So we need to always be careful, don't we, that when doubt or delay, those D and D words, doubt and delay, almost goes right along with the devil, doesn't it? Doubt or delay, when our minds start playing tricks with us and starts causing us to doubt God's word and God's promises in our lives, when we start feeling tossed like the waves or blowing like the winds here are nearly taking the tarp away from us. And I'm just very thankful I'm not wearing a wig this morning. It wouldn't have stayed on. You've waited too long, and when you feel that you have invested too much, it's easy to say, I'm just simply going to walk away. But that isn't what God has for us, is it? We need to always remember the old adage that it's darkest right before the what? Before the dawn. Before the light breaks. That's when it's darkest. And sometimes with this pandemic, we're getting irritated, we're getting tired, we're wondering how long is this going to last. But we have to recognize that it gets darkest before the dawn. The manifestation of your dreams is probably just around the corner. The dawn is coming. God doesn't want us to discard our faith. He wants you to hang on. He wants you to hang on. He wants you to see God's promises come true. What a severely disappointing thing it would be if we would give up. Dawn would break, and here we missed out on the blessing. It's important. It's important to hang tight with God. Hang tight, hang on, and keep believing, because it won't be much longer until you're standing in the middle of your dreams and the answer of God's promises for your life. Amen.